Let's recap. Rentalo County Commissioners meeting for the first one for the month of March. County Commissioner Ted Gantz, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich. And yourself?
I'm doing good, sir.
Good.
March Madness, man.
I know it, right?
Favorite time of the month. Our favorite time of the year.
Year for everybody, right?
A lot of good high school ball. You betcha. You bet.
Yes, sir.
Let's get to the agenda from yesterday. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Nobody was present for citizens' comments, no, sir.
All right. Review miscellaneous accounts payable claims.
Yes, it's just normal housekeeping items. We approved $41,306.57 on accounts payable, primarily health insurance. And so, yes.
Board of Equalization meeting, public hearing on application for tax exemption for Flying Free.
Yes, that's correct. Flying Free is the ground owned. Andrea Pennock was there to represent Flying Free, and it's essentially a place for dogs and horses that some of which are getting old and living out the rest of their life, and it's a place for a safe place for them. And so Andrea came in, and we were also joined by Christy Kral, the county assessor, and we discussed this matter. And as it stands, the issue we are having with it is the land is still deeded under the Pennock name and not Flying Free. So at this time, they were denied that application for tax exemption.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that. Had a visit from Sheriff Kevin Darling discussing funding needs.
Yeah, so Kevin, you know, just took over this position back in January, and he's really just a one-man band right now. So Red Willow County just has one sheriff, no other officers, no other deputies. Kind of based on the pay and the benefits that were being offered, you know, we discussed this with Kevin. We kind of knew it was going to be pretty tough to get anybody interested in the deputy position here in Red Willow County. And quite honestly, Rich, the benefits that are being offered, I don't really know of any other law enforcement agency across the state of Nebraska that were offering those type of benefits. So we felt like we needed to up the ante and get Kevin some more resources in that regard, so he doesn't have to run to every call day and night. And it makes it tough on somebody when you're coming in and learning a new job and then you're the only person there. That makes it really hard on him. So what we ended up doing was we voted to pay for new deputies' uniforms. We also voted to pay for overtime, pay hourly and not salary, to pay essentially biweekly on an offer vacation of 1 week for the first year of service, and then also to have the pay range be $23 per hour to $30 per hour. So based on your experience and if you've already been trained at the Law Enforcement Training Center. And so we're just hoping that we can get some more law enforcement in the county. We know, you know, currently we're getting calls for service that nobody's going to. And so that is definitely a need that we need to address.
All right.
So.
David Blau, Miller Associates, update board on the structures, a couple of different structures.
Yeah, Dave sat down with us, and he presented three bridges to us that are in really bad repair and need replaced. And when I say they're in pretty tough shape, they're spooky almost to drive across. Uh-huh. So they need to be replaced. However, their estimates on those three structures being replaced were close to $900,000. We're going to kind of look into those, maybe get some cost share, some grants on that to help. I know the state does and federal can do different, there's different grants available. And so we're going to try to look into some of that for cost sharing on those structures, but we didn't take any action on them.
Not cheap, is it?
It's not. Uh-huh. It's not, unfortunately. It's not. But on the flip side, if somebody goes off that bridge and you have to pay for liabilities and coverage that way, it's not good either. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, to visit Treasurer Crystal Dack, request board approval of a resolution. It's a lot of wording to the direct county attorney to foreclosure on uncollected county tax sales certificates.
Yes, that's correct. And we went ahead and voted to approve that resolution 1475 book 23 page 70. To have the county attorney go ahead and foreclose on those properties that the taxes haven't been paid on. Yes, sir.
Consent agenda had a couple of items there. Anything for discussion?
No, not really. Not much there, actually. No, sir.
And then reports, district, county courts, clerk's monthly revenue report, which you have every meeting.
Yep. Lori O'Day presents this, and the revenue that came in from the district clerk's office was $3,698.82.
So. All right. That did it for the agenda for this week, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It did. We got through it. I mean, we adjourned, I think, at 10:48, excuse me. So, I mean, it was still darn near a two-hour meeting. So, we're still handling a lot of business.
First of four meetings in the month of March, and I'm sure there's going to be some other big items coming up on the agendas to come.
Yep. We're still looking for that semi truck for hauling gravel.
Right.
Still looking, so that's going to come around. Still scouring the country looking for that, and also one other thing, we still have both applications open for part time and full time truck driver. So if you're interested, go ahead and head up to the clerk's office and get an application from the county clerk there and apply for those jobs. And then also, if you've ever had an interest or a need in serving your community, you know, stop in and talk to Kevin Darling, and we definitely need some more deputies in the area and the county. And so if that's always been an interest of yours, stop on by and talk to Kevin.
Once again, the county commissioners meet every Monday morning, 9 o'clock at the courthouse. And the public, you can sit in on the meeting, can't you?
Yep, absolutely. It's open to the public. Come on in, sit down, visit with us. Any comments, questions, or concerns, let us know. Otherwise, our phone numbers are listed on the website. If you have any comments or questions there, you can address it there as well. So
thank you so much for coming in.
You bet. Thank you, Rich.
Have a great week.
You as well.